Welcome to the Wisdom Within podcast. I'm your host, Sonia Lynn, and today talking about how the peace is within us. So welcome to season 4, episode 8, this episode of Harmony Within. And the journey to inner peace is a transformative process that involves self-awareness and acceptance and the cultivation of in a conscious awareness. Mindful is used often. What we want to do is not fill the mind. That's natural for us, but to empty the mind, to calm the mind. So more of just this awareness, this one-pointedness. I just use a different word rather than mindful, because the mind is so full. We want to take a pause from that and be aware of and learn to control the thought. So, if you use the word mindful, it's being aware of, conscientious of the thoughts and bringing in some inner power to control what is and not just attached to whatever thought comes, because all of these thoughts that we have, many of them aren't true. So not chasing them, not attaching to them. So being very aware of what they are and shifting them. So it's about understanding that peace is not external. The states, this hungry for happiness or this peace, it's a state of being that emerges when we connect with our inner wisdom, not constantly trying to seek and fill this void or this discomfort. The mind can be either our friend or our enemy. And it's just temporary. It's a temporary calming or soothing that is not real. It's not sustainable. So this constant chase for something outside of ourselves externally, it's an illusion. It's a distraction. The senses, going after, our sensory, going after different things, it's again, a delusion. Everything is right within us. But many were not taught how to self-regulate, how to self-soothe. So, as coping, we find ways outside of ourselves. So it's about this rewiring and tapping into these different patterns and behaviors and going inward. So firstly, really embracing the self awareness, creating some space to not distract and constantly seek outside, but to sit with, to contemplate and understand your own thoughts and emotions without judging them, really honoring them, learning how to honor emotions and, this life school of learning how to honor, be compassionate and curious about what arises for yourself and others without the judgment and the criticism. So really these principles are a foundation for a journey into a peaceful, fulfilling life and feeling full and worthy and enough and adequate within to access that peace, because it's a big jump if feeling like there's something lacking or this inner critic, limiting belief of not being enough. It's really about learning how to meet your own needs in a healthy way and going in rather than seeking outside of ourselves. There's a great quote here that if you're not at peace with yourself, then nothing that you attract will bring you peace. And there's no author stated there. So different ways to incorporate, different practices. It's about self-discipline. And, starting your day, excuse me, other episodes I've talked about, starting the day with some breathing exercises, this resonance frequency breathing of just calming the nervous system, like bookending your day, first thing you do in the morning, last thing you do before bed, to remind yourself. It's the natural state. Like, how do you start your day? Is it a jarring alarm? Is it, is it something that startles your nervous system right into that fight or flight? Or is it more calming, giving yourself permission, reminding, okay, this is your natural state. Underneath the ocean waves, it's calm. And just underneath our angst or this active fight or flight, nervous system is a calm. It's an inner peace. And it's about bringing, that the East and the West together to learn from, the Eastern, Indian ways and of India and philosophy of spiritual living, also with the Western of being active and bringing that together in balance. So some other episodes, we talk about different breathing patterns, and I offer a lot of opportunity for that. But to go forward, also, some type of meditation routine and focusing on the breath. But to make it beneficial, it's really about, learning how to meditate properly and following the breath. There's a few parts to the breath. There's the inhale, and there's the pause before the exhale, and then there's that gap. There's that pause and turning point. So there's few parts. It's not just the inhalation and the exhalation. There's a turning point. And as you practice that, you can just imagine it. If you don't notice it at first, it's there. And eventually it expands and it creates some space away from thought. And it takes this one-pointedness, this self-discipline and this focus, this one-pointedness to really go inward and set the gaze between the eyebrows, this third eye point, this spiritual eye. So keeping the point there and learning how to really follow the breath. And thoughts are going to come, so observe them again, but without attachment, just letting them flow, not attaching to them, not running with them. So journaling is also a very powerful tool for self-reflection. And it's about small, consistent steps that lead to lasting change. So this one thing, this one thing that you can bring into your life, and it might take, getting up earlier or letting go of something, but being aware of, where is some, time management is pain management, and where are we not aware of, and just allowing things to fill into the life to create some space of what will create a foundation for a peaceful environment within and outside yourself. And so it's starting with one thing that is within your control on your journey to inner harmony and really discovering that the timeless wisdom that is within each one of us, just as the answers aren't outside of ourselves, seeking this validation, it's you're the expert on you. And in this world that can seem very chaotic and fast-paced, that this quest for inner peace is becoming more crucial than ever, and the seeking. On this timeless pursuit, it's really about this reflection for ourselves. What is it that areas that you go to of trying to get this peace, outside of yourself, but learning to cultivate this sanctuary within to navigate life's challenges and ups and downs with greater grace and resilience. And it's a deeply personal one, and the roots often lie in the wisdom that we acquire along the way through these different challenges that seek us or guide us to something greater, to take that next leap or to come to the edge of our comfort zone for some greater self-realization towards the liberation that we want. Because the darkness cannot drive out the darkness. Only light can do that. This is a quote from Martin Luther King Jr., that hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So it's not about, changing, waiting for events outside to change, but how to have greater grace and peace through what is occurring and in your own world, and learning how to meet your own needs to self-soothe and to self-regulate. Let me just see here. So more on just this external, talking about, learning that the understanding is not from the external world about, when I get this or when I have that, following these five senses, these urges, these impulses, possessions or, material things or in relationships. But the truth is that wellspring of true peace is in all of us. And, it's independent of external factors. So it's that shift from that codependent of being dependent on something else that is temporary, not sustainable, to that independence. And it's a journey. It's a journey from the head to the heart to our spirit, to the soul of who we are. And when we connect, when we have that first sign of peace, that's connection to your higher self, the light of you, not the limited self, where there's some shadows and misconceptions. There's some identity to the I and the attachment that we're separate. And then after, experiencing that peace, that contentment, that deeper state of bliss and grace is where spirit, the soul connects with spirit, this union, away from the dualistic living and separation into the non-dual, into the unity and deep connection to yourself, connection to nature, to spirit as one. And that is the journey home. That is that, opening the heart to the love that is within you, to the light, to the liberation and freeing your soul. And as Yogananda says, you realize that all along there was something tremendous within you and you did not know it. So the power that created the body can heal the body, and you are creator. We are all creators intended to co-create our own reality. Finding that peace, that transcendence from the external, for that peace that is there within you. So just to remind yourself that tranquility is not dependent on what is outside. It's an inner journey. It's a discovery that resides within. And two, I'm going to be having a Breath of Life course coming up soon that's going to be online, learning how to properly meditate, some pranayama practices, breath work of calming the mind. When you change your breath, when you still the breath, you can still the mind. And it's about, no matter what your lifestyle is, what your occupation is, what where you're at in your life, what phase of life you're in, to create a sustainable practice that meets you where you're at, to build upon that. It's about consistency on what you can do and having quality with that, and that self-discipline to build that up as it's part of your day, just as, you know, brushing your teeth. It's this non-negotiable. But in the meantime, there's a free breathwork experience. The next one is the first Sunday in April. That's a ways out. But on my website, you can see there's a lot of events for a pranayama workshop in New Hampshire, as well as a lot of different breathwork experiences at different yoga and wellness centers, as well as my own here in Hillsborough, New Hampshire, over the next couple months. Or schedule a private session. And also there's the Six Human Needs a free quiz at the top of the website. If you go to sonialyn.com, and see where your top needs are. You can learn, you know, start this inner reflection and contemplating on, you know, there's no right or wrong, just seeing, just gain some insight from that on what is supporting you, what is getting in the way, holding you back. And then you can always reach out for a private session as well, or a complimentary transformational call to, you know, discuss where you're at, where you want to be, and bridging the gap in between, to removing the blocks from where you are to where you want to be, because it's your divine birthright. So love and light to you. Namaste.